Wildfires, floods, invasive pests are just some of the natural risks that farmers and other rural landowners are facing at an increased rate. Now the Agriculture Department has a plan to help combat those risks. Last month it launched the first regional hubs for risk adaptation and migration to climate change, and mitigation to climate change, that is. The seven hubs will provide information to farmers. Bill Hohenstein is the director of USDA's Climate Change Program Office. He joins us now with more. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Sure. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us what these hubs are and what's in them.
Well, the hubs are regional centers of information. They're designed to link to our programs. If you look at USDA, our role within the federal government is to support farmers, ranchers, rural landowners, and much of what we do is help them manage risk. And climate change is going to be a new and emerging risk for farmers and ranchers and rural landowners. The hubs are designed to work with our programs to help them manage, to help farmers manage these risks.
So tell us about a hub that you've already gotten going. Who's in it? What sort of expertise do they offer to the local community?
Sure. Well, we have seven hubs that we've stood up in each region of the country, in the Northeast, Midwest, Southeast, Northern Plains, Southern Plains, Pacific Northwest, and the Southwest. For example, the Midwest Hub is located in Ames, Iowa, and it's run by a researcher, Jerry Hatfield, who's an agronomist who's also a climatologist, and he's working with farmers in the region to study the effects of drought on corn and soybean production, the effects of high temperatures on things like pollination. And he's coming up with recommendations for how farmers can manage those risks. So through the hub, he's going to be working with our Extension Service, our Natural Resource Conservation Service, the places within USDA where we have boots on the ground, folks working directly with farmers.
And you bring up the Extension Service. I know a little bit about that. Tell me about what these hubs are doing or providing to the farmers that your other services don't.
Sure. Well, we just announced the hubs in February, so they're getting up and running. And then we're trying to manage the expectations, at least for this first year, saying that one of the things we want to do is listen to farmers about their needs. And so stakeholder outreach is going to be important. Planning is going to be important. An initial risk assessment for the region, understanding the risks and vulnerabilities that are of greatest concern to farmers.
I mean, farmers have always dealt with droughts. I mean, we had a dust bowl back in the 1930s and bugs that come and go. What is the climate change angle? How does that affect all of this?
Well, in addition to variability, which we've always had, the climate's changing. That's very clear that we're seeing that the climate today is different than it was 15, 20 years ago, and that those changes are due to human activity. What we expect is that those changes are not only going to continue, but they're going to accelerate over the next century. And so now where we're seeing about 0.2 degrees of warming per decade, by the middle of the next century, we expect to see, without mitigation, about a half a degree of warming per decade. And so farmers are going to need to deal with the risks they're seeing and the risks that we expect in the future.
And how much can they actually deal with? I mean, a lot of this seems like it's out of our control. The wheels are already in motion, and maybe one answer is for them to pick up and move to, Canada or wherever it's going to be a little bit more temperate.
Well, that's not an option for most farmers. They're tied to the land. There's a lot that farmers can do within their growing systems, within the crops that they're developing or they're growing. So they can manage water more effectively. They can change the timing of when they plant. They can change how they plant so that the soils retain more moisture. And in fact, we're already seeing farmers do this. They're already adapting to the changes they're seeing on the ground, but they're doing it by the seat of their pants. They're doing it just managing to what they're seeing on the ground, not really with an eye toward what we expect in the future.
So what are some of the research partners that might be coming into this whole effort? Because a lot of the farms are big and they're technologically intensive already. They use GPS in irrigation and best places to seed here. I mean, I'm not a farmer, but I know that farming has gotten a lot more complicated than it used to be because of technology. So it seems like the farmers themselves and some of the agricultural industries might be able to help in these efforts also.
Well, this is where I've been really impressed with the hub concept. We've seen tremendous amount of interest in working with USDA. Over 90 universities have stepped up with an interest to partner with us. We have the state governments and the private sector as well. A number of companies are already working on technologies and practices that can help farmers manage things like drought and higher temperatures. Virtually every seed company in the country has a climate change strategy. And so we're going to be working with them to develop new cultivars of crops that are more heat tolerant, more drought tolerant.
We're speaking with Bill Hohenstein, and he's director of USDA's Climate Change Program Office. Bill, the White House recently announced a data initiative that sought to put government data on climate change, make it more widely available to the public so that there can be innovation and entrepreneurship and things to help people like farmers. Are your hubs working on this data initiative, or is data a big part of what your hubs are working on?
Yeah, absolutely. What we're basing the hubs on science. They're science-based. But USDA is a client for a lot of the data coming out of this new climate data center. We don't make projections of climate change within USDA. And in fact, when we work with our partners, the first question we get is, tell us how the climate is going to change and we can begin to prepare for it. And so we need to work very closely with the agencies like NASA and NOAA and the National Science Foundation, the agencies that are actually collecting the climate data and information and making projections about climate change so that we have access to the latest information on this.
And given your work with farmers, what sort of tools based on this government data do you think would be really helpful to them that don't exist now?
Sure. Things like a drought early warning system. We have a very strong network across the country to help us identify where drought is occurring and how it's going to affect farmers. But if we can look into the future even 6 or 9 months and have better information about what those risks are, farmers can prepare for the season.
It sounds like this is basically a resilience effort.
Absolutely. It's about managing risk.
And so is one of the possible reactions to changing conditions maybe changing what crops are grown? I mean, are the things that are less water intensive that could be just as marketable, say something as an alternative to corn?
Yeah, there are alternatives like sorghum, which are more drought tolerant. Initially, what we expect is that we'll see changes in cultivation practices, so better management of soils, better irrigation systems, maybe different cultivars, changes in the timing that that farmers are planting. As time goes on, we may see changes in what farmers are planting. Right now, that's driven dominantly by economic conditions. We're seeing an expansion of corn, for example. Corn is now being grown well into the Dakotas, which you didn't see 20 years ago.
And, of course, a lot of corn is being fed to cattle, right? And a lot of it's being used in gas tanks.
In energy production, that's right.
So maybe there's some bigger policy issues even beyond USDA that could mitigate the effects of needing to grow corn.
Well, corn's an important commodity for U.S. farmers, and it's actually a strong part of the farm economy.
Well, let me ask you this, too. As they change farming practices, what about greater introduction of genetically modified crops, which might be more resistant to some of these climate change-induced effects? That brings on problems of its own, too, doesn't it?
Not so much problems, but opportunities. Genetically modified crops are just one of the tools that we have to help farmers increase production and manage risk. We're going to be going from a world of 7 billion people to 9 billion people over the next 50 years. We're going to need to have strong systems for crop production in order to meet the demand from 9 billion people. Crops that are genetically modified are just part of the solution.
Let me ask you this about the climate hubs, and we should note that you have sub-hubs as well. How do you judge their success when you're talking about an issue as large as climate change?
Sure, and there are a number of measures of success. There's the process and product measures. Are they getting out their reports? Are they doing their regional assessments? Are they talking to farmers? Are they, how much is happening? And so those are fairly easy to measure, and we have metrics for and check marks for where we want to be over time. I think the broader outcome-based measures are going to be more difficult to assess. Are we making better decisions available to farmers? Are farmers making better decisions? Have risks been lowered? And those, you know, we will have metrics, but they'll be imperfect. We'll be looking at things like, you know, for the next drought, did farmers fare better than they did in 2012?
Could the director of a hub or your office say, suppose it's a way of creating metrics, figure out what the output of a particular farmer is that tracked, that came to the hub for help, and then over the next 5 years track the output of that particular farm? That would be kind of a fine-grained way of looking at outcomes, but it would be specific to the people that came to the hubs in the first place.
Sure, and in many ways, the regional leads that are responsible for these programs are already doing that. Again, Jerry Hatfield, for example, he's collecting a lot of data and information from his work with farmers about what they're growing, how they're growing it, what risks they're facing. And so we expect that to continue.
And do you see these hubs as not only sources of research and information, but also innovation? Because it seems like with a lot of these problems we're talking about, the perfect solution hasn't been created yet.
No, that's right. We have a strong research program within the department focused on climate change. We're hoping to be able to partner with the private sector, with folks at universities, and through that come up with the solutions that we're going to need.